The official record states that there were no fatalities of the bombings at Pettigo and at Fermanagh Street in Clonus, but that doesn't tell the full story. A local Clonus man, Paddy McCabe, was one of those who came to assist in the clear-up operation of the explosion. Paddy was working on a roof of the building that was damaged by the bomb when he had a fall which resulted in his death. The Clonus bombing was directly related to his death, although he has never been recognised as a victim of the bombing. But the impact on his family was as profound as any of that on any victims of the conflict. Paddy left behind his beloved wife Vera to be the sole carer for their 8 children. Laskin Corla, I recently had the opportunity, alongside Councillor Pat Traynor and the Cathaoirleach of Monaghan County Council, Sean Conlon, to meet with some of Paddy McCabe's now grown-up children, and they had 2 requests. One, that they be informed of all developments in the Garda investigation into the bombings at Clonus, Belturbet and Pettigo, and that they be considered interested parties for updates. I am pleased that following my correspondence with Gardaí, I have been now informed that a Garda has been assigned as a liaison for the family. Secondly, Laskin Corla, they sought long denied recognition that their loss of their father was a consequence of the Clonus bombing. And that is why I welcome the opportunity to record the name of Paddy McCabe into the record of the Dáil tonight as a victim of the Clonus bombing.